You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Robert Francis, the Chief Executive Officer at Plan Companies, which provides industry-leading janitorial maintenance, concierge, and security services. Mr. Francis, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me on today.
And certainly our pleasure, and really appreciate you taking a moment to be with us. So for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how it brought you to where you are today.
So I'm Rob Francis, president and CEO of Plan Companies. Born and raised in New Jersey, Milburn Public School graduate, went to college at the University of Pennsylvania, then moved to New York, where I started at Viacom back in the mid-90s, and then worked at Anderson Consulting. Now Accenture, for approximately 2 years. I met my wife in the city. We have two kids now, and we're now New Jersey residents once again. I joined my family's business, Plan Companies, as a proud fourth generation, initially as a summer janitor in the mid-90s, and then full-time over 20 years ago. So amazing how time flies. During my formative years in the business, and while living in the city and planning and starting a family, I went at night to the Stern School of Business at NYU and earned my MBA. In addition to being CEO of Planned, I'm a weekend chauffeur for the kids. I manage a soccer team, attend a lot of tennis and baseball games constantly, and I try to get a round of golf in every now and again as well.
I'd say you're a go-getter and stay quite busy, but who wouldn't want a little round of golf in the mix there? No doubt about that. How did you become the CEO at Planned Companies? And as Planned is a four-generation business, I understand, can you provide some of the history on the company itself and its offerings as well?
Absolutely. So I started out in operations and sales and just fell in love with the whole idea of just addressing client needs, and just became my mission to deliver on our service promise. So I'd go out to client sites at all hours and just would meet with our employees and clients and just see how we're doing. And then became big about building and growing our culture. And so culture became like a big focus of mine when I came in 98. And generationally, that was our big focus, was the core values of the company and just having a culture that would passionately deliver on our service promise. So, you know, my focus is building a society that was committed to delivering accountable, reliable, and professional customer service. I always say that Planned is synonymous with a customer service organization that just happens to be best in class as janitors, maintenance, security, and front desk concierge. So we started with my great-grandfather in 1898 with one employee as window cleaners to proudly over 3,600 employees today and growing, from one property to over 1,000, from a million-dollar engine that could to over 100 million today. And as I'm fond of saying, I feel like we're just getting started. I went from operations and business development through my initial 8 to 9 years to become CEO in around 2005, 2006. But as I'm fond of saying also, titles really don't matter, you know, to what you do. You know, your individual contributions and their impact on the entire organization that matter. So I don't care if you're the part-time janitor or your new security guard, you're Planned to the end user, and you must live and breathe the core values in the brand. So what do we do and what are our offerings? You know, our vision is to be synonymous with, like I said, with customer service like Disney or Southwest or Nordstrom. Our mission is to enhance the quality of life for the tenants and residents and guests that we service. And as I mentioned, we're best-in-class janitors, maintenance, security guards, and concierge for commercial, corporate, and residential properties and communities throughout the Northeast, the Boston, D.C. corridor, Atlanta, and even San Francisco on the West Coast today.
Fantastic backstory, and really appreciate your sharing some of that with us. Now, being in the role that you're in today, discuss some of the most prominent obstacles and greatest successes that you've endured through your entrepreneurial journey so far.
Absolutely. So obstacles, wow. You know, just honestly, You know, one of the biggest obstacles, I think, is just accepting the awesome responsibility of being the CEO of a growing organization that employs thousands of amazing people and literally impacts millions of lives. So it continues to be a challenge in some way, as I genuinely believe that's an awesome, kind of daunting, and quite frankly, exciting, you know, responsibility. So really, you know, being CEO means like the buck stops here. So successes or missteps, and we all have curves in the road and deal with failure at some point. They're ultimately, you know, I feel they fall on the CEO role, and I think that is a big responsibility. You know, other obstacles include just staying on top of industry trends and ensuring that we're always investing in our people and technology that will support our team today and for the future. And it's not really an obstacle, I guess, but it's more of the challenge of differentiating planned, you know, from the pack and never being complacent. For success, I'm very proud of the team that has grown and developed during my time here. You know, our COO, Astrid Arana, has grown from being a janitor in high school to running an over $125 million service organization. You know, he started with us in 2000, so 18-plus years as a regional supervisor to run the organization operationally as COO, and has made such an awesome difference in building planned. Our CRO, Dino Iuliano, who spoke here prior, has grown over the past 15 years. He was, you know, a Marine, bodyguard, police officer, was in customer service and business development at ADP to run the business development and marketing arm at Planned as our CRO now. He too has made such an impact. So, and so many others are celebrating their milestones and anniversaries as leaders within the organization. So I'm very proud of the team and consider their growth my ultimate success. I'm also proud of our culture and the society that we continue to build. I'm proud that organically we continue to grow year over year over year. We're in 11 states. We have a real culture, as I mentioned, that lives our core values. And, you know, I'm fond of saying you can't grow if you don't retain. And we're retaining our business and delighting our clients and, you know, growing by word of mouth, which is key for our success.
Yeah, word of mouth never hurts. It only helps. And you certainly have a lot to be proud of. And yeah, you mentioned Dino. Really enjoyed meeting Dino here on the show some weeks ago today. We are speaking with Mr. Robert Francis, the Chief Executive Officer at Planned Companies, which provides industry-leading janitorial, maintenance, concierge, and security services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, what is next for both you and the future of Planned Companies? Get into some of those details and information.
Yeah, so for me, I simply hope to continue at Planned. I love it. You know, fourth generation, two fast decades. I continue to feel the passion every day, never looking at the clock. Absolutely loving what I'm doing and what the team's doing. Feel so proud of our mission and our vision and what we're doing. That, you know, we're a billion-dollar brand that's sitting as a four-generation startup. So I get so excited and love what I'm doing. So I hope I'm continuing on that path. For Planned, I don't think we've even scratched the surface of what we are and what we can be. And if you look at the service markets and our service offerings, we have just tremendous upside. We're going to continue to build and grow and our divisions and stay true and focused to our core. We're going to continue to always enhance and elevate and evolve our screening, our recruitment, our training, our recognition, our communication programs, our IT, because one of the core values is just never being complacent. You know, what got us here isn't going to keep us here. We're going to continue to invest in our people. We're going to invest in our technology, especially when it comes to client deliverables, you know, such as inspections or workflow, time and attendance, our KPIs, as well as our employees. So, you know, living our core recognition programs or living the core values of the company. Integrity, either have it or you don't. Teamwork, everyone counts, everyone contributes. As I mentioned, never being complacent. And exceptional customer service, wowing and delighting the clients. So, you know, it's exciting. You know, there's just, I think the future is extremely bright. It's an industry where we're not creating a need. The need is there. It's just differentiating ourselves from the pack by really having a culture that's passionate about delivering. And we have it. It's something you can't just write on a wall. You got to live it, and we're living it.
Hey, good for you. Awesome stuff there. Now, I've got a question for you. It's probably a loaded question. Is there a secret to your success? After all, it's quite an accomplishment to be in business for more than a century. What is the key to success, and what advice would you give to others who dream of starting their own companies and businesses?
I love the question. I really do. I think the secret to success here or anywhere is to have passion for what you do. If you genuinely enjoy what you're doing, the people you work with, the difference you can make, then the rest just falls into place. You know, it's a long journey we're all on. And so, you know, it's not a marathon. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So you got to enjoy it. You know, for others who dream of starting their own companies, do what you love. You know, be genuine about it. Surround yourself with people who elevate you, who share your vision, who live your values, and it will make a difference. You know, in my world, you know, we hire for attitude, we train for skill. You can't teach someone to be a positive, good person. You know, they're either, they have that positive attitude, they have that passion, or they don't. And for us, we get fueled by building society that others just share those values and that vision. You can't fake this business. You know, you either love it or you don't. I believe that applies to any endeavor that entrepreneurs dream of. You know, have passion and purpose and work harder and smarter than the pack. And, you know, you just live your life, you know, business and personal with heart and passion and enjoy it all. There's always going to be curves, as I mentioned, in the road, obstacles, roadblocks to overcome. But if you look at the journey and always, you know, always is half full, you can and will accomplish more than you can even imagine.
Well, Mr. Francis, certainly a great place to conclude. And who wouldn't be inspired by listening to our conversation today? And much appreciated, enjoyed having you with us. So where can listeners get further information on planned companies and also be in contact accordingly?
Yeah, they can go to www.plannedcompanies.com. So plannedcompanies.com, and you'll see a lot of just information on our service divisions, on our Planned Cares program, how we give back to the community, and certainly for both prospects and employees or potential employees should definitely check us out. And you know, I really thank you for having me on today. I hope I impacted one person today. I appreciate you allowing me the time to represent Planned and the team.
Mr. Francis, certainly has been our pleasure. And on behalf of EPN, we certainly wish you and the company another 100 years of success. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Truly appreciate it. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Robert Francis, the Chief Executive Officer at Planned Companies, which provides industry-leading janitorial, maintenance, concierge, and security services. And for all the details, visit PlannedCompanies.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.